Hello, and welcome to another episode of Healthy Steps Cast, a podcast about health coaching. My name is Adam Gavarkas, and I'm a research assistant with the Healthy Steps program research team based at Western University in London, Ontario, Canada, and I'm very happy that you've decided to join us for this episode. The Healthy Steps program, an innovative lifestyle prescription program that leverages health coaching and technology to help Canadians move more, sit less, and eat healthier, is the premier program developed by a group of researchers led by Dr. Rob Petrella at Western University. As public health researchers, we strive to constantly assess the effectiveness of our programs to make them better and better. The Healthy Steps program has been in development for the better part of a decade, during which the program evolved from focusing solely on exercise to several health behaviors. When research from Canada and abroad suggested that, in addition to exercise, sedentary behavior and diet were also important predictors of obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease, we incorporated step count and healthy eating goals into the program. Over the past couple years, we have been engaging in a couple big research studies to further evaluate the effectiveness of the program in its current state. This month, we published a description of the program and our most recent research study in the academic journal BMC Public Health, one of the most well-known public health journals in the world. In this episode, I'll talk a little bit about this paper and the research study we have been completing over the past couple years. If you're a Healthy Steps coach listening, you might have helped us in this study. Although we have Healthy Steps coaches active across the country, we decided to conduct this evaluation of the program in and around southwestern Ontario, home of our team in London. We partnered with five clinic settings in the area to help us recruit their patients. We aim to enroll a total of 110 participants in this study. The study was evaluated as a randomized controlled trial, which means we randomly assigned participants to either an active intervention group or a waitlist control group. Those randomized to the intervention group were immediately enrolled in the Healthy Steps program, while those in the waitlist control had to wait 6 months before having the opportunity to be in the program. This design allows us to compare people who are exposed to the program with similar people who are not. If those who have taken the program are more active, less sedentary, and are eating better, we can conclude that the program was effective in promoting these behaviors. The Healthy Steps program that was tested within this study is very similar to that which is available to healthcare professionals across the country. Participants met with a Healthy Steps coach at their clinic every 2 months for a total of 4 sessions. At each of these sessions, participants received a prescription for weekly exercise, daily step count, and healthy eating. Prescriptions are achievable goals based on a participant's prior healthy living habits, and in the case of exercise, their results on a submaximal VO2 fitness test. Between each session, participants could use any one of several technology tools we provided. The first was a phone coaching service by our partners at Sykes Assistant Services. Sykes phone coaches, also trained in the Healthy Steps coaching method, would call participants in between in-person coaching sessions to provide remote support for changing their behavior. The second tool was a personal online social network supported by our partners at Ties. Every participant who is interested in the service was set up with their own social network, similar but more private than Facebook, where they could enroll their friends and family to provide support online. The third tool was the Healthy Steps app, a smartphone app our team developed that is available publicly on iTunes and the Google Play Store. The app allows users to update their healthy living goals and track their progress. Finally, participants were invited to use our website, which includes a blog that features healthy living tips. This version of the program is almost identical to that which is administered outside of this research study. The only difference is that this program had to be strictly standardized, so all participants went through exactly 4 sessions. For those in the Healthy Steps program outside of research, they are able to continue seeing their Healthy Steps coach for as long as they'd like. To assess the effectiveness of the program, we measured participants' health characteristics before and after the program. Characteristics included physical activity and healthy eating behaviors, as reported by the participant, as well as clinical measures of health, including body mass index and blood pressure. For the program to be deemed successful, it is important to establish that participants that go through the program are able to maintain their healthy living changes. To measure this, we will follow up with participants a full year after they finish the program to see how well they've been able to maintain their healthy lifestyle. At this point, the research study is nearly completed, and we are in the process of analyzing all the data we have collected. In a future podcast episode, we will be sure to discuss the results of this study. Work like this is important for improving upon the program and giving healthcare professionals in Canada and abroad the confidence that the Healthy Steps program is effective in improving their patients' health. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, and on behalf of the Healthy Steps team, we hope you tune in again. If you would like to learn more about the Healthy Steps program, and even about becoming a certified Healthy Steps coach, please visit us at www.healthysteps.ca and explore our online training program. If you'd like to reach out to provide feedback or recommend a topic, you can email us at healthysteps@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow our team on Twitter at Healthy Steps or me at Adam Gavarkovs. Till next time, talk soon.